Welcome everyone to our second podcast for Term 4. It's been a busy and exciting start to the term for everyone at St. Mac's.
In week one, two of us headed with Mrs. Chappell and Mrs. Bosworth to the Mornington Golf Course. We shared our most recent podcast and explained the process. They listened carefully and gave us a rousing round of applause afterwards. As we listened to the other schools, we also enjoyed a delicious meal of fish and chips.
Book week happened, and what a week. It seemed like everyone really got into the spirit of it with the most diverse costumes ever. Lots were homemade and showed great creativity.
Our day started with the parade and awards for the best dressed in each room. Mrs. Rees and Mrs. Chappell acted Pig the Pug out.
Next up, back to the rooms for amazing crafts. Clay lions, sausage dogs, quilt squares, 3D treehouses, and much more.
We loved all the hands-on activities our teachers planned for us. After lunch, we watched a video and slideshow reflecting on the day. If you get a chance, check it out on our foyer TV.
Now for a quick chat with Miss Rees for her reflection on the week.
Hi, Trevor. Oh, sorry, Mrs. Rees. Please tell us about the highlight from Book Week.
Well, there was lots of highlights because it was a really great week, but I did particularly love the parade and seeing the effort that everyone had put into dressing up in their book characters. And I absolutely loved spending a couple of days with Sue DiGennaro and learning about her illustrations. That was really fun.
Now we pop down to interview our best dressed teacher winner, Mrs. Kowali.
Do you like to dress up?
Of course I like to dress up, Tess. I think Book Day in particular is a really good occasion for dressing up, and I've always enjoyed participating in Book Day and dressing up, so, yeah, good fun.
Tell us about the caterpillar costume, Mrs. Kowali, and why did you choose it?
I chose the caterpillar costume because I really have always enjoyed the story of the very hungry caterpillar, and the children in Foundation had been looking at healthy eating, and we used the story of the very hungry caterpillar to do a food sort, healthy foods and unhealthy foods. So I thought it was a good character to choose for Book Day dress up.
Our next fun event was Music Canison. This is a national project where schools all over Australia perform and sing the same song at the same time.
We watched the big screen as the organisers at the Sydney Opera House got us excited and then counted down to the start.
Dr. Toohill, have you ever sung in front of so much people before?
Yes, I have. I've done a lot of shows before, yes, a lot of theatre.
How did you select the song?
I asked my daughters what I should sing. I had one day to get it ready. And they said, Mum, sing the song you sing in the shower. So that's how I chose. I was nervous before, but once I got up and the crowds, you know, the children all started to come with me and sing.
Has Mrs. J booked you for next year yet? We hope so.
She hasn't yet, but it would be fun to do it again, wouldn't it?
Other upcoming events are lots of classes cooking in the new kitchen, dolphin ambassadors on excursion, and staff training in the use of defibrillator. Mrs. Chappell would like to reward the first class to come and say they have heard the podcast with 15 minutes extra playtime one day soon. So what are you waiting for?
Go tell her you've listened!
Oh, but our apologies. If you have a comm team member in your class, you can't win. Cheerio!
Au revoir!
Alvida say!
And goodbye for now!